With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It could be shaping up as another tough week on Wall Street. Stock futures deep in the red this morning. As tariffs roil the financial markets, does President Trump see a recession on the horizon?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of... It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
Mr. Trump on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. He says ultimately tariffs will bring huge amounts of money into the U.S. China's retaliatory tariffs on many American agricultural products take effect today. And there's some economic saber-rattling by the incoming Canadian Prime Minister.
The next Prime Minister of Canada.
Mark Carney is a former central banker. He comes to power as President Trump continues to talk about tariffs and making Canada the 51st state.
Canada never, ever will be part of America in any way, shape, or form.
Carney is widely expected to trigger an election in Canada soon. Using a hockey reference, Carney said Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz hopeful the U.S. can get Russia-Ukraine peace talks on the right track this week.
Secretary Rubio, myself and Ukrainian delegation will be meeting in Saudi Arabia to get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place.
The British Coast Guard says an oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England. There's a rescue operation now underway in the North Sea. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down close to 500 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia school district is under investigation.
The Trump administration's Department of Education is looking into a case in Arlington where school officials allowed a male sex offender to disrobe in the female locker room at a high school swimming pool because he identifies as transgender. National Review reports that the school aquatic center is open to the public in the evening, often for children's swimming lessons, and that's when the man would show up. He is a registered sex offender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago urged the Trump administration to lift sanctions on the country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family who fled Damascus in the 1990s returned to Syria last month for the first time. They were among a group that briefed State Department officials on the trip this month. This is SRN News. First came the devastating, deadly Southern California wildfires. Now come the lawsuits.
25 more Pacific Palisades residents have joined the lawsuit filed against the City of Los Angeles and the Department of Water and Power, this following the January wildfires. This brings the total number of plaintiffs to 48. The lawsuit alleges the city designed a water supply system that would not have enough water pressure to fight the fires. It also says the reservoir, located near the Pacific Palisades, had been empty since February of last year, which made it more difficult for fire crews to access water. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Australia dealing with the aftermath of deadly weekend flooding. Following a powerful tropical storm, parts of two states remain swamped with dangerous floodwaters, even as the initial threat from the deluge continues to recede. One person was killed, several others injured, after heavy rains lashed Australia's east coast on Saturday. More details, SRNNews.com.